Blog Talk Radio.
God,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Because he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just got to dance a little bit.
Yes.
And you think about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And all he's done for you. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. You got to praise his name. You got to glorify his name. You got to kind of dance like David danced. Y'all
Thank
understand
you.
What I'm talking
Thank
about.
You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank,
Thank you, Lord, for all of those in radio land and those that are in the sanctuary right now. We
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord
thank
for you.
You
and I just want to
thank, you, Lord.
Thank all of you
thank
who
you.
Have subscribed to our request.
Thank you, Father.
That you tell at least one person a day.
Hallelujah. Thank
that
you,
God loves them.
Thank you,
and that you love them too.
Yes.
That is so important to
Thank
that
you,
person
Father.
You tell. Now,
Hallelujah.
I don't say limit it to just one person.
Hallelujah.
But at the very least,
yes.
tell one person a day
yes.
that you love them.
Yes.
And that God loves them too.
I love you too.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I just want to underscore that. Can I highlight that, y'all?
Yes. Yes.
Can I? Put a line under that.
Yep.
Let me do it this way. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May God bless you. Good long life. Good health and prosperity. May God, my God, the company of every minute of every day. And may the favor of God
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
Now, there may be somebody out there that thought that nobody loved them. I got news for you. Not only does God love you, but we love you too, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, before we go any further, we're going to have the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They got your Bibles.
Hallelujah.
We going to school, y'all.
Yeah.
They got your textbook.
Hallelujah.
Which is the whole Bible. Hallelujah. Yeah. They got your composition notebook.
Uh-huh.
And your ink pens, your highlighters, your pencils.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Your communion elements.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you're going to use for communion. Hallelujah. You're going to have the little crackers and wafers or whatever. Take out some toast, some bread, some water, some juice.
Hallelujah.
And think about those people that you're going to stand in proxy for.
Yes.
Write down their name. Hallelujah. So you'll also have that ready when we put the names into the atmosphere. People that we want to stand proxy for that may need a breakthrough, need healing in their body or deliverance of some kind.
Hallelujah.
Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above.
Yes.
All we can ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Mark those calendars for early morning praise and worship, 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Start the day off with a bang.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our Tuesday evening, Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Wednesday, midweek victory service.
Yes.
And every Sunday, although we're virtual, we're also live. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And this month, our fourth Sunday visiting church or visiting pastor will be Pastor Jason Roseborough. He and his congregation will be joining us. And then after the spiritual meal, join us for a natural meal. Come out and have fellowship dinner with us. And also, this month is a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Your family Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ask God what can you do with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The family came before the church, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Minister to the family. Hallelujah. Don't lose the family.
Hallelujah.
When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. And building a hospital in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Please also visit our GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We believe in God for a building and has a sanctuary and a dining hall and offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. And a parking lot to peg it all in.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Also on that fourth Sunday, we are looking forward to passing out or to giving out our certificates of everyone that was ordained and also our first semester students.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are doing great things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where we are glad.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Peters. And we want to just add, we thank God for the new facility, my goodness. The awesome sanctuary, the classrooms and the offices and fellowship hall and the foyer kitchen. We just thank God for all the amenities of this building.
Yes.
And we will be moving into it very soon. We will let you know, hallelujah. We've been lining up people right now, dealing with our inaugural service. We already have the group that will be providing music for us and look, we're going to line up some bishops that are going to be in the house on that day. So we want to make sure that you make it. We will let you know in time so you can adjust your schedule when we move into this new fantastic edifice that we're going to worship God and that we're going to minister to the saints for their edification, for their glory to God, for their perfecting, their building up so that they can minister, that we all can minister and do the work of the ministry. And
hallelujah.
We just thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We receive all that in Jesus' name. And you know what, y'all? Somebody one day prayed for us.
Thank you.
They had us on their minds. Some of us, our backs were against the wall. Some of us were in trouble. Some of us were in physical or spiritual trouble, or there's stuff was going on in our lives that we know that only God can help us out of.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And then somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
The word of the Lord says in James that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous avail of much.
Yes.
And we need to understand that. See, we're not here because of our own power and our own anointing. Not really.
No,
we're here because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time
to
pray for us.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes, indeed.
I'm so glad they prayed for me. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad they prayed for me. Glory to God. Because where would I be without the Lord? So at this time, we're going to place some people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Father God. We just praise your name today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Following.
Yes.
As we pray,
hallelujah.
The selection in the background.
Bless your name.
The prayer.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Begin to articulate.
Yes.
Name.
Yeah.
Call out people's names, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your fellow church members, people in your community, your enemies too, because you know they need God too. Some of them say they need God more than you. We all need the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So again,
thank you, God.
Call out their name.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following. We pray for pastors, teachers, deacon, and a James.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Sister
Angie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Roger and Ronald.
We need you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need you,
Minister
Jesus.
Linda Blackwell.
Hallelujah.
Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Tiffany
hallelujah.
And Danya and Bianca and all the children.
Hallelujah.
All the family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Elder QB Stevenson and Justin
hallelujah.
And Dominique and the twins.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The grandchildren,
hallelujah.
The twins.
Hallelujah.
Birthday today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
your name. Prophet Cynthia
in the
family.
Name.
And another prophet Cynthia in the family.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship her.
Hallelujah.
Brother Anthony
hallelujah.
In the family. That's how they will worship her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worship her. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Tiny and another
hallelujah.
Tiny and another
hallelujah.
Tiny. Hallelujah. And Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique. Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela. Another Pamela. Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle. Another Danielle. Earl, another Earl, and another Earl, another one more Earl. And then there's Tavon. And another Tavon, another Tavon, and another Tavon. And Travion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Malachi, Malachi, hallelujah. Xavier,
hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You, Father,
Corey, oh God, hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Harry
Infantry,
hallelujah.
Fellowship
of
Saint
Patrick. Jerry Don Wilson, hallelujah. Blessed be
you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Hill,
hallelujah.
Rosetta Carey, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta, Ronola Carr, we got that one, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Brother, Pastor Maxine Lee, and glory to God. Pastor Julius Lee, and Sister Irene, and Sister Lil, and Sister Joan, and Brother Hall, and Brother Jim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Robin Stewart and her husband. Hallelujah. Bless her for Kushet. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Norman Nevins. Hallelujah. Apostle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Bishop. Hallelujah. Bright Smith. Hallelujah. Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah, put in the video today. Elder Tommy Orange, Sister Sandra Orange. Hallelujah. Adrian Scott, hallelujah. William Owens, hallelujah. Julian, Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Little Kitty, and Stephanie, and Little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julius, and Joshua, and Victor, hallelujah, and Mitchell, and another Mitchell, hallelujah, the whole family, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for this particular community. We need to put in the
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for his blessings today. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Awesome Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs,
yes,
wonders, miracles,
yes,
and blessings,
hallelujah,
to the prayer that's prayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to play another selection.
Hallelujah.
After the selection,
hallelujah,
the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, hallelujah, demon destroyer, guardian of the word, hallelujah, guardian of the altar, a warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peter's Bird with the Pastor's Corner on today, hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord God.
Lord, Come on, I'm going to all praise it.
Right, and keep it working, you know. So
we were made by the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And in Genesis 1, 27-28, it says, and God made man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. It says, and God said, behold, and God created man in his own image.
Yes.
In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
Hallelujah.
The 28th verse says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 28:1-14 gives us the blessings. If we follow the manufacturer's instructions, he's their blessings in there that he has promised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 23, he said, and he will not, you will not want, and he will lay you down in green pastures.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He knows life is going to tear you down. So he said, and I will restore your soul. Genesis 1:29, he has given you what you need to put in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed,
yes,
which is upon the face of all the earth, yes, and every tree, yes, into which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is still instructions from the manufacturer. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:21, in the New Testament, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Mm.
In the New Testament, he has given us a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My question to you today is, what are you doing with him?
Mm.
Hallelujah. The manufacturer is giving you instructions. Are you following the instructions from the maker?
Mm.
Are you walking daily, doing what he said to do with what he made?
Mm.
He made you.
Jesus.
Are you following his instructions? He's told us how to walk, how to operate, hallelujah, what not to put in our bodies, what to put in it to make it strong. Everything that we need, even when it comes to medicinal purposes, is already in the ground. And a lot of times, and because they're in the ground, they've been manufactured and they've been made, and they're right in your kitchen cabinet a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. A lot of times you don't even have to go to the pharmacy or whatever. A lot of times for your colds and your flus, hallelujah, you have herbs that God has already put in the ground, it's already been, and you've already purchased, and it right in your kitchen cabinet for the healing of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God has already given us everything we need for this body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are we taking care of the body that he has given us?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But when somebody makes something, they know how it operates, what's going to make it tick, what's going to make it slow down, what to put in it to, so that it can have long life. Hallelujah. And God has already done that for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's the end.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
he's giving us a reward. Hallelujah.
Your
when we do what he tells us to do, hallelujah, he's
yes.
giving us a reward
yes.
at the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. At the read the end of the book.
Hallelujah.
To find out that great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the pastor's corner.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You got to follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Amen.
If you want it to
Amen.
Work successfully.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we bless
you.
Your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Siri, play Byron Cage.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is
here. Thank you,
Jesus. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here.
Everybody good tonight?
Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Thank you.
thought about.
Yes, God.
Please forgive me for every sin of omission and commission.
Forgive us.
As I forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to me, whether real or imagined.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Hallelujah.
So as we examine ourselves, we thank God for his word. Because his word helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
The word of the Lord says in Gershakaria, 1 Peter 2:24b, with his stripes we were healed. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Glory of the Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we comprehend. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on this afternoon, it says, again, look, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yes.
And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. In Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Thank you.
In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish.
Yes.
It will prosper which it was sent.
Amen.
We thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Shakariya Bokuriya Shakariya Money.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
For the opportunity
to
take your supper today, the Lord's supper. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh,
we praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. He took the bread. And when he has given thanks, we thank you again,
Lord.
He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord. Your word declares in 2 Corinthians 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural created miracles right all over the world, Lord. Mm, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
we love you.
Well,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John 3:1-2 and 2 John 1:12-13 and Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Psalms 100.
Yeah.
We are your children.
Hallelujah.
And the sheep are your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing bread on today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And likewise.
Thank you.
On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together."
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you say.
God, you say.
God, you say. God, you say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door.
Hallelujah.
But they will overtake you. Because I have seen the blood.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of life, in the church fight. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
hallelujah
already decimates,
yes, yes,
annihilates,
amen,
eradicates,
hallelujah,
discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a noise that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. Or every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every hexing. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak to every man, woman, boy, and girl, in our family, in our bonus family.
Yes.
According to Job 22:28,
yes.
Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moriya Boshata. Moriya Boshakara. Maya Boshakara. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Boshakara Boshakara. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to be vessels of my glory in the earth. To be the conduit by which I bless, anoint, save, and rescue lost souls. Do not shake your jaw. Do not turn back on your responsibility. For I, the Lord God, have ordained you to reach out and be a lifesaver. To reach out and be a burden bearer.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, my miracles do come.
Yes.
But I decree and declare that you be the miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
You be the blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
You be the anointing in somebody else's life.
Oh, hallelujah.
And when you lift me up, I will draw all me.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If you do this, I will bless you coming and going.
Thank you, Jesus.
The fruit of your body shall be blessed.
Hallelujah.
The basket in your store shall be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You will be blessed. You will be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. For the voice of the Lord God has spoken it to you this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. Are you filled up, Lord?
Come and quench,
yes, Lord,
this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you to know this. And this is a fact, Jack. The just shall live by
faith.
Not foolishness. Not fear. But faith. Every word you speak out of your mouth are seeds that are planted in this earth.
Amen, amen.
I went to the doctor. Was it last week or week before last? I've forgotten it. The nurse comes in and asks you several questions. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that she asked me, she asked me, was I a diabetic? And I said, no, I have a diagnosis of diabetes.
All right.
I don't claim no disease. Y'all got to hear this now. This is Rhema. Yeah. Ain't my diabetes, ain't my arthritis, ain't my glaucoma, ain't my nothing.
Amen.
All sicknesses of the devil.
Amen.
So she said, well, look at this record. You don't have diabetes. See, that was gone.
Glory to God.
That was God. But she said, so is your name? She said, I thought you said bird. No, it said some name that would sound like bird. But it wasn't me she was calling back. But she don't know what she said.
Hallelujah.
Because she said, oh, come on now, because you don't have diabetes.
Hallelujah.
That was for me, even though he was talking about another person.
Amen.
God!
Hallelujah.
Check out of that number one time. It's in the healing business.
Hallelujah.
Now, you may have symptoms. But see, you have a diagnosis. Sometimes we diagnose ourselves. It's still a diagnosis. I have a diagnosis of such and such. But whose report
you believe?
Are you going to believe?
Amen.
Because Jesus said, God said, the Holy One of Israel said, Almighty God said, with his stripes,
we are healed.
And if you couldn't get that right, you go to 1 Peter 2:24b and says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. In other words, we're not waiting for God's healing. God's healing is waiting for us to realize that we are healed and to say it out of our mouth. Because when you say it, you've been made in the image of God. Pastor Peter said that. We were made in the image of God. And God came out of glory and started speaking. And awake the world came into being. Stuff started to happen when he said stuff out of his mouth.
Amen.
Now I tell you, saints of God, you can either be prophetic or you can be pathetic. You can either have a praise party, PP, praise party, or a pity party. Now, it's your choice.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I suffered for several years. They gave me a diagnosis of sleep apnea. And I tell you, I kept saying, with the stripes, I'm healed.
That's right. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
And you know what? Hallelujah. I caught up with my healing. Hallelujah. My healing was waiting for me to decree and declare things. The word of God says in Job 22:28, you can decree a thing and it shall be established.
Amen.
Some of us have trouble sleeping. That's a diagnosis. We've diagnosed ourselves. But he said, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea. But with the stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
See, because you know what butt does, don't you? Butt, B-U-T?
Yeah.
It erases everything that they said in the beginning.
Right, amen.
I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, but with the stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
You got to do that.
Amen.
I've been diagnosed with diabetes, but
hallelujah.
With the stripes I'm healed. When you get to the doctor, and the doctor says, do you have diabetes? So I've been diagnosed with diabetes.
Hallelujah.
But we should start to heal.
Amen.
The doctor look at you and he'll start thinking about and he'll think about that all night long because he ain't had no patient say that.
Hallelujah.
See, this patient is a diagnosed. He says he's been diagnosed with diabetes. And all the tests we run says, amen. But she said, but what's his stripes? I wonder who she was talking about his stripes. And we'll start trying to figure everything out because he has an analytical mind, you know. That's why he's a doctor. Doctors got this analytical mind.
Hallelujah.
Try to figure stuff out. And you mess him up, poor bottle.
Yeah.
I tell you, he'll cry, what's that do to be saying? I want the same thing that this person got.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. I don't know why. I just needed to say that. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah! Glory, glory,
glory. Y'all gonna learn one day. Hallelujah.
He's the Lord. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, you know what? I just remembered.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
What time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for the word. That's the
bird. I thought I just gave the word. But anyway, praise the Lord.
Jesus, Lord. Lord.
Increase in blessing. Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root of my evil now in Jesus' name. That's it. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. Hallelujah. I got a news flash for you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the old days, when they had a newspaper, but there's something that happened was so monumental that they put out an extra. I got a news flash for you today. But I can tell you what it is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was a man named James. James changed the course of history.
Yeah.
James spoke even through his writings.
Yeah.
And changed people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm talking about, is that right?
Really?
Some know but by now. James was born February 4th, 1697. And he died February 4th, 1735. You say it could be the same James y'all were thinking about, is that right?
Yeah, I know him.
His name was James Franklin.
Okay.
He was the older brother of Benjamin Franklin.
Oh.
But what's significant about James is that he published the first independent newspaper in the United States in 1721.
Oh, okay.
Called the New England Courant. C-O-U-R-A-N-T. That means running and fritz.
Okay.
I don't know the significance. I didn't want to dial that deep about why he would name it that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the people that had given out the newspaper had to run after they gave out the newspaper. I don't know. But anyway, please.
Indeed, the Lord.
Lord. Oh,
on the ball today, hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before I tell you what I'm talking about today, Pastor Peters, could you read the addresses
yes.
for the day?
Jeremiah 29, verses 11 and 12. Luke chapter 8. Verses 5 and 6. Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians 1, verse 6. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 9. And 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9.
Praise the Lord.
I think
Sister Angie, you might have just beat it just a little bit here. Praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Give me a half a second. It's important for you to understand something.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And this is the news flash for everybody in here and those in radio land.
Yes.
The best is yet to come.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank
the
you,
best
Jesus.
Is yet
to come.
Oh, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The best. Is yet to come.
Is yet to come.
Now tell another neighbor, but do this with attitude.
Oh, neighbor.
The best is yet to come.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I thank
you, Jesus.
Elder T.B. Stevenson.
Glory.
For sharing in one of morning worship service. And she said that. And it resonated in my spirit to such an extent that I needed to tell more folks that the best is yet to come. Because some of folks think, oh, Lord, oh, the good old days. I got news for you. The best is yet to come.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on now. Yeah, yeah. Oh, a lot of us think about, yeah, I don't know the good old days.
Bring them on, Jesus.
Hallelujah, so I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
The best is yet to come.
Yes, hallelujah.
For those shake here together. A newsflash. Extra, extra, read all about it. See, they used to yell it. I know this is before some of your time. But they'd be walking up down the street, the little newsboy. Like, you know, and I used to, you know, once in a while, I was a little newsboy. But I was selling Afro-American. Y'all, many of you don't say Afro-American.
Yeah.
But I would actually get on the bus and have my newspaper. You could get on the bus and sell papers and get off. You didn't have to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the day. Okay.
Oh.
But extra, extra, read all about it. The best is yet to come. Say, extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
Read all about it.
Read all about it.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
Give me the first extra. All right, go ahead, read that.
Jeremiah 29:11-12.
Come on now.
Glory, glory. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Woo.
The best is yet to come.
Glory, glory.
Shake your head up a little more,
Chuck.
I don't really have to say a whole lot about that. The best is yet to think about the worst, the best of your past.
Yes.
It's going to be the worst of your future.
Mm-hmm.
The best of your past is going to be the worst of your future. In other words, the best is yet to come. Read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Luke 8:5-8.
Mm-hmm.
A sower went out to sow his seed.
Mm-hmm.
And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside,
mm-hmm.
and it was trodden down,
mm-hmm.
and the fowls of the air devoured it,
mm-hmm.
and some fell upon a rock,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as it was sprung up,
mm-hmm.
it withered away,
mm-hmm.
because it lacked moisture,
mm-hmm.
and some fell among thorns,
mm-hmm.
and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it,
mm-hmm.
and others fell on good ground,
mm-hmm.
and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Let me just share something with you, y'all. We are farmers. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in this earth, planted in your garden, in your world, in your community.
Yes.
Now, some of the seeds, you notice the sower. Some seeds fell along the side of the road. And some of the stuff that the seeds that you want to plant fell on the side of the road. They didn't get to where you want to plant them. And the birds came and ate it. Next, there's some that fell upon the rocks. Mm-hmm. Is that what it says?
Yes, the rocks.
It wasn't a whole lot of soil there. It sprung up, but because there wasn't moisture there, the sun came out and baked it, and it died.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. And then another, the soul sowed among thorns.
Yes.
And they withered and died because they were choked. The life was choked out of them. You're going to find out what that's all about. But then, they found good. The sower. Who's the sower? That's you.
We are. Yes.
We are the sower. And we find good ground. Hallelujah. When you find good ground, The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you plant your seed in good ground, you know the best is yet to come, because you got where it needs to grow.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We're going to explain that to you a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now. Go to the next scripture.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
Stop. Now, all seed is not the word of God, but the seed we're talking about right now. See, you're a child of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not people who are called by name. I'm talking to folks who are called by the name of the Lord. You are sowers, and the seed that you're sowing is the word of God, not the word of your flesh,
mm-hmm.
not the word of your emotions, not the word of what you can't do, not the word of your pain and agony and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're sowing the word of God.
Yeah.
God never told you to make a list of all the terrible things that's happening to you and just to go around and talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is. If that's in the scripture, you tell me about that. Because I got a coachable teachable spirit. I will learn.
Hallelujah.
But I haven't seen that yet, and I've been looking at the Bible for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Read some more there.
Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts.
Let's stop right there. Those will hear. But then the devil comes and look here. Look, you don't even believe a thing you say, because I remember 10 years ago he was a gambler, or he chased women, or he robbed banks, or he did this and that and the other. Oh, don't listen to anything he said. See, that's what the devil is trying to steal, the word. Because the word is the word. I don't care if a donkey says the word of God. The word is the word.
The word is the word.
Say, the word is the word.
The word is the word.
Go ahead.
Lest they should believe and be saved.
He don't want you to believe.
Amen.
So he'll put all kinds of doubt in it.
Amen.
So I don't know if he really mean what he say and all that kind of stuff. That's the doubt. He comes to put doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to mess the devil up. You know how you mess the devil up?
Mm-hmm.
You tell the devil, devil, I doubt your doubt.
Yes, right.
And the devil say what? I doubt your doubt.
That's right.
And he'll try to figure, wait a minute, what does that mean? Doubt my doubt. You get him all messed up with that. Go ahead, read some more.
They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy.
Mm-hmm.
And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away.
Stop. It's tempting to say, look, I can't do this for the Lord because my body, because of this, that, and the other. Go down a list of stuff. See, you a spiritual thing that you want to do should not be hampered by physical emotions or feelings or what's going on. I can praise God. I can serve God. I can make spiritual decisions in spite of what's going on in my body.
Hallelujah.
I can't give you an example.
Yes, amen.
I came down 2 flights of steps. And Lord have mercy. I got to go up 2 flights of steps. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it almost feels like I'm crawling up the steps. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't make a spiritual decision based on some physical stuff going on. Because the Bible don't say to do that.
Right.
The Bible says, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith is believing in something when common sense tells you not to.
Amen. Glory
to
God.
I had one visitor came and said, what, do you sleep down here? I said, no, I go up 2 flights of steps, go upstairs to my bedroom. Because Thomas just said, this guy can't go up the steps. Guess what?
Mm.
The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Read some more.
Hallelujah. And that which fell among thorns are they,
mm-hmm.
which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection.
But see, a lot of folks talk a good talk, but you got to walk the walk.
Amen.
And folks will let the cares of this life, oh, well, I can't do this for you because such and such. I can't do this because it has nothing to do with spirituality. It deals with flesh and flesh. The Bible said, I didn't write this. Can't you let the change? The Bible says that the flesh is fighting against God all the time.
Amen.
So that can't be your reason why you can't do a spiritual thing.
Amen.
You got to come up with another one. They got to be scriptural based, not emotionally based or your feelings. Because, see, I know God don't want to hear that. And be honest with you, I'm made in his image.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to hear that either.
Because
I know it's because you live in the wrong zone.
Jesus.
You know we got four zones.
Amen.
People live in one or the other.
Or
those, you got the time zone. They don't go poker, just spaced out. They done built imaginary castles in the sand, and they live on the second floor. But then you got the dead zone. Ain't nothing happening, no way. Ain't doing nothing. Ain't receiving nothing. Ain't giving up nothing. Ain't doing nothing. That's the dead zone. Then you got the comfort zone. And then do what I feel like doing. Because I feel like doing. I move because of my feelings. How I feel in my body or whatever. If I did that, y'all wouldn't have seen me today. Y'all want you to understand. You might not hear me at 7 o'clock in the morning because you understand the words are coming out of my mouth.
Amen.
But I can't be moved by this flesh because the flesh want to take me down. The flesh want to stop me from doing what God wants me to do. And he said, I swear not. Lift up your voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Like a trumpet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't care if you don't like me. I love
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just say what God said.
Thank you, Jesus.
And look, there are two things you can do.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't like what I say, meet me down at 1220 West Lexington. Oh, that's right. The building's not there anymore.
No.
Don't forget that. Or you can't go to the maker, the manufacturer. Because I'm just saying what he said.
Amen.
You got an art with me? You take it up with him. Because I'm just saying what he said.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:26. He said, bring me into the room. I'm just saying what God said.
Hallelujah.
Now Philippians 4:13 says, I can do some things through Christ.
All things through Christ.
I can try to do all things through Christ.
But
you don't understand. I got this, the cares of this life. This attacking you, that's the devil attacking you. And you celebrating the devil. I got this, I got that. I need this, I need that. God knows what you need, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, he knows the ending from the beginning. Hallelujah, but shall call it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 46, verse 10 and 11. You will talk the right talk. Supposed to be a child of the king. Act
Amen.
Like you are.
Amen.
Talk like you are. Walk like you are. Then have the audacity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know what? It reminded me of when Jesus was in the garden. When Jesus, not in the garden, but he came out of the water and the Spirit led him into the area. I don't know, was it the desert? I've forgotten what it was, but y'all Bible scholars will know. But anyway, he was tempted of the devil.
Mm.
And the devil threw scriptures at him.
Uh-huh.
He's doing right back.
That's right.
Boomerang.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Use it on him.
That's right.
You can quote all the scripture you want, but it got to be in line with the word of God.
Amen.
You can't omit stuff and then think you're right. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Go ahead, read some more.
But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart.
Right? An honest
and good heart.
That's part of the seven pillars of wisdom. Have an honest heart. Have a heart of honesty, integrity, and honesty.
Amen.
See, that means that you know your strengths and your weaknesses. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. That's why I tell some of y'all, excuse my dust because God ain't finished with me yet. Excuse my dust because sometimes the dust is up in the air because he's working on me. It's like when they're building a building. Sometimes, you know, some dust in the air because they're working on a building.
Amen.
But the best
is yet to
come. Excuse my dust. I don't mean to hurt nobody. But I stay in the word. And you can't outword me. I'm going to tell you that. I don't care who you are. Because that's the only way I get what I get is through the word of God. Go ahead now.
Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Hallelujah. Bring forth fruit with patience.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your God. Okay, let's go to the next address. Next scripture.
Thank you, Jesus.
Philippians
3:13-14.
Bless your God.
Thank you, Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Understood. Analyze. Go ahead.
But this one thing I do.
One thing I know and one thing I do. Go ahead.
Forgetting those things.
Forgetting those things of your heart.
And reaching forth unto those things.
Come on now.
Before, I press toward the
heart. Stop right there, please. Press means effort. Oh, but I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. God didn't say can't in the Bible that I know of. He said, I can do all things through him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read some more.
Towards the mark for the prize.
Towards the mark for the prize.
Of the high calling of God. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. You know what the prize of the high calling? Being in his will. Being in his will without excuses, alibis, why I can't do this. See, a Christian should, a spiritual situation, a Christian needs to think, how can I get it done? See, when sight left, another sight opened up. Oh, Lord. Somebody may say, well, he's diagnosed with glaucoma. He's diagnosed with your vision is real, real poor. My vision is 20/20. In fact, my vision is probably 120 inside. I see.
Thank you, Jesus.
At 20 feet, what most people have to see. At 100 feet, or is it, I don't know. I see pretty good in the spirit realm. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I get it together some kind of way there. But you understand what I'm saying. See, and the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more, because I know
Galatians 6, 7, and 9. Hallelujah.
I could even quote that. Oh, go ahead.
Philippians 3.
Philippians 1:6.
Praise God.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody else have it?
Yes.
Praise God.
Being confident of...
Okay, you're going to have to get a mic.
Being confident of this very thing, that
He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God
yes.
bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The best
is
yet to come. He started, he gonna finish it. You know how and when we were young and you know, the playground or something,
uh-huh.
and somebody starts something, say, hey, he started it, but I'm gonna finish it. Well, God started something in you, and he's gonna finish it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
Tell somebody. Look at him say, the best,
is yet
to come. Okay, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
be not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
God is not mocked.
Mm.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yeah.
And let us not.
Oh, stop right there. Okay. Stop right there. It's important for you to understand. Again, I preach. This is why I say precept upon precept. I know if you tuned in to our services, if you're not live, by what you do. I'm not just here saying words so you can be entertained. Ain't no entertainment stuff going on here.
Amen.
I'm trying to give you the truth because I know the truth shall set you
free.
So you got to act like you know.
Amen. Thank you.
But seed you sow is the crop you grow. You are going to change, and some, you have been changing for the better, and the best is yet to come in your life because you are lying precept upon precept, line upon line. You're taking in what is said. You're not just a hearer of the word. But James says 1:22-25, a doer of the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now that next scripture, go ahead.
And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
In other words, sometimes you're going to get weary. That's just part of life. We in our earth suit here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get weary, but don't be weary in well doing, in doing what God has ordained you to do. And look, everybody should have a covering. I got about 5 coverings, hallelujah. But you should have a covering.
Yeah.
And don't be weary in doing, supporting, and doing the things that God has said to do in reference to the covering.
Yeah.
Your church that you're a part of. Don't be weary because in due season, what's due season? When it's harvest time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the best
is yet to come.
Mm. If you don't quit, the best is yet to come. If you don't faint, the best is yet to come. If you don't stop, the best is yet to come. Go ahead, read some more.
But as it is written, I have not seen,
watch out now,
nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah.
Do you love the Lord?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The best
is yet to come.
Those things that you thought you couldn't do, those mountains you thought you couldn't climb, you found out that the mountains disappeared on you. You found out that, glory to God, you're looking down, you're at the top of the mountain, you don't realize how you got there. It was because of the Lord. The best is yet to come. No weapon, press your coat into the tongue against you shall prosper. Because the best is yet to come. Every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. You know who condemned them? You can with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You can with the word of God. Matthew 5 talks about the child caught it up. You know him by the fruit. Funny up say, Katie here that couldn't step on the other than what shall cut out. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
You're a servant of the
Amen.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh up out of
here
for
the other day. Thank you, Jesus.
The best is yet to come,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Oh, I saw the best is yet to come. Oh, Lord, the best is yet to come. Oh, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Oh, there you go.
Give me another scripture.
That was it, Pastor.
That was it.
That was the last one.
The last one. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. I'm going to tell y'all something. After read all about it, the word of God says
the best
is yet to come. So get expected.
Hallelujah.
I get on the edge of your seat. Come on, gas in your tank. I'll watch out for the money in the bank.
Thank you, God, for the word.